www.pspf.org.zm. Click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Harkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Law Association of Zambia opposes the Public Gatherings Bill number 71 of 2026. Former Speaker Nelly Moti clarified that no MP crossed the floor. In international news, South African opposition parties pile pressure on Ramaphosa. In sports, Red Arrows beat Power in APSA Cup final.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, former Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, ruled that no member of parliament can lose a seat based on political allegations, dismissing claims that several lawmakers had crossed the floor in breach of Article 72 of the Constitution of Zambia, delivering a consolidated ruling on 3 points of order raised in April 2026. Ms. Moti emphasized that Parliament's guiding principle is clear. Without proof of resignation or formal defection, no parliamentary seat can be declared vacant. She stressed that accusations, political statements or speculation do not meet the constitutional threshold required under Article 72. The ruling comes amid allegations that some MPs had defected to the ruling party, while others were raised to have joined opposition ranks through the Tonse Alliance. In another development, Livingston-based governance expert Maria Malilwe stated that the ruling on alleged floor crossing by opposition members of parliament has revealed significant gaps in Zambia's laws governing defection and parliamentary conduct. Speaking on Power and Politics, she noted that the issue has tested the country's legal framework, particularly regarding the definition of what constitutes crossing the floor. She said that while the law states that a member of parliament loses their seat after defecting, there is still no clear direction on whether verbal declarations alone are enough evidence. Ms. Maligwe questioned whether public statements made by some lawmakers announcing support for another political party should have been considered sufficient proof of defection despite not being formally written. She warned that the ruling could weaken stability within opposition political parties, saying trust, accountability and integrity are affected when elected leaders change allegiance without consulting the people who voted for them. Ms. Maligwe further said the situation has exposed divisions, selfish interests and leadership struggles within some opposition parties, with several leaders reportedly pursuing personal political ambitions. She has since urged citizens to take greater interest in governance matters and carefully scrutinize leaders before electing them into office, stressing that loyalty and integrity are tested most during difficult political periods.
The electorate, even as we vote for these people, we are not really aware of the roles of these that being the councillors, the mayors and the members of parliament. It is a call that this time when we are interviewing whoever we want to adopt and elect, we need to make sure that these people understand their roles. Yeah. They also need to go in that council with their own sound mind. Because when they are campaigning, they are giving us promises. Those are their personal promises. So they need to go there and ask why, if at all, what they planned is in alignment with the council procedures and regulations on how things are moving. So really, that coordination is not there.
In more local news on Thursday, United Party for National Development Southern Province Chairperson Bilad Makwembo directed party structures in Southern Province to immediately stop conducting primary elections and instead adopt a ranking system for the selection of councillors, mayors, council chairpersons and parliamentary candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking in Choma, Mr. Makwembo clarified that the party had previously abandoned primary elections because they create divisions, voter buying and confusion within the party. He said despite guidance from the party and the elections committee, some structures went ahead and conducted primary elections, forcing party leadership to nullify the process. Mr. Makwembo explained that members must now rank candidates individually from ward level up to constituency and provincial structures instead of using figures from primary elections. He further instructed ward structures to quickly complete the ranking process as interviews for ward candidates are expected to begin at the party secretariat in Choma, while mayoral and parliamentary interviews would be conducted in Lusaka. Mr. Makwembo urged members to avoid intra-party conflicts and remain united, stating that the party's priority is to adopt credible leaders, who will help President Hakainde Hichilema secure a second term in office. In more news, the Mavumbo Development Initiative urged voters to closely scrutinize the manifestos of political parties and candidates seeking public office. NDI Managing Director Winta Muvombo emphasized that the 2026 elections require informed decisions from the electorate to ensure the country stays on its path of development. Speaking on the Voice of the People radio program on Power FM, Mr. Muvombo highlighted the importance of electing individuals based on their ability to address local challenges effectively. He called on voters to clearly identify key issues in their communities that need resolution before casting their ballots. Mr. Muvombo added that while assessing the capabilities of aspiring candidates is vital for promoting local development and progress, it is equally important to hold leaders accountable when they fail to meet the expectations of the communities.
What development agendas do they sit on? At their individual basis, your councillor, what has he done? You understand? Because he is going to preside over your opinion in your own ward. He is going to preside over your development in your own constituency. What kind of a councillor do you have? What kind of an MP are you looking to have? The problem here